This is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Imagine flying around the world, round trip, in a span of days, for the purpose of earning frequent flyer miles. That's the idea behind mileage runs, spending hours in an airplane to gain status on an airline. As NPR's Daniel Hajek reports, it's no vacation.
So, front pocket, I mean, I grabbed my Kindle, headphones, phone charger.
Travis MacRitchie is packing a single carry-on bag for a flight halfway across the world.
I'm going off on a pretty ridiculous adventure, so fingers crossed it'll go okay.
He's headed to the Middle East on a flight to Bahrain. And here's why this adventure is so ridiculous. He'll be back home in 3 days.
All right, here we go.
MacRitchie is embarking on his first mileage run. L.A. to Washington, D.C., D.C. to Dubai, and Dubai to Bahrain. This three-day round-trip flight he planned will earn him 36,000 frequent flyer miles, guaranteeing him gold status with United Airlines.
The perks definitely make travel much, much easier.
Priority security screening, complimentary upgrades, and airport lounge access. For MacRitchie, being pent up in a plane is worth it.
I enjoy the process of like traveling itself. To me, it's fun. So I could definitely think of worse things to be doing on my weekend.
This may sound expensive, but his ticket is just $600. His boarding pass prints out, and MacRitchie is on his way.
It really is about getting a deal.
Howard Rappaport is an editor for the Frugal Travel Guy blog. He says mileage runners scour the web and post on forums like FlyerTalk.com for specials, discounted prices, and mistake fares.
Looking in one of the forums there, someone had posted a deal that American Airlines had a fare from Philadelphia to Beijing, China for just under $450, and that would be round trip.
Rappaport already bought his ticket. And never mind the destination. He says mileage running is all about gaining status.
When it comes to loyalty, you can kind of get caught into a trap. It's almost like a drug, because when you start getting those benefits, you don't want to lose those benefits.
3 days later, Travis MacRitchie returns from his marathon flight. He walks out of LAX with messy hair and a scruffy beard. He looks exhausted.
Oh, man. Well, it was successful, and the fact that I got back here okay, and I'm still awake, so yeah, I made it.
He spent over 40 hours in the air. He was actually in Bahrain for just half a day.
Walked around Bahrain for a little bit, ate some shawarma, and that's about all I did.
He says the trip back felt like an eternity.
That plane would not get there. I felt like we were going in reverse.
Still, MacRitchie says he would do it again if the price is right, but those days may be numbered. Starting in January, United and Delta will incorporate spending requirements in addition to miles. If you want to maintain the top premier status on United, you'll have to accrue 100,000 miles and spend $10,000 for those flights. Ariana Argandawal, managing editor at FlyerTalk.com, says that defeats the whole purpose of mileage runs.
Mileage running is going to be a dying sport in the future because very few mileage runners are going to see any value in spending, you know, $10,000 just to get upgrades and a certain number of miles and bonuses on their flights each year.
But miles earned this year will still get you status next year. And there's still 2.5 weeks left before 2014. That's plenty of time to fit in some quick last-minute trips around the world. Just sit back, relax, and try to enjoy the flight. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.